भला कैसे
सभी
Om Shanti. Today is the day of love. All the children everywhere.
Sunaki Sagar me. Samayui
are absorbed in the ocean of love. This love makes one a yogi easily. This love can make someone a yogi easily. Love makes one be away from other attractions. All other attractions the blessing of love has been given to you, given to all of you children, right at the time of your birth. Love has the power to transform anyone. Therefore, today, Bap Dada saw two types of children everywhere. All are, of course, lovely children.
Lekin
However, 1 hour, who are lovely children, and the others are the lovelin children, the children lost in love, absorbed in love. The lovelin children, that is children who are absorbed in love, are naturally easy, like the Father, in every thought, every breath, every word, and every action. Because the Father has given the blessing, may you be powerful, to the children. Today you call it the day of remembrance and the day of power. Because today the Father made himself the backbone, and and he revealed the lovely children, the children lost in the Father's love. He revealed the children, the lovely children on the stage of the world. He glorified the children in a physical way, and he himself in the angelic way. Became their companion. Today, the day of remembrance and the day of power. When the Father made the children, the masters, and gave them the task to become master almighty authorities and reveal the almighty authority. And the Father is very happy on seeing that how the children, according to their yoga power and their capacity, all the children all the children are engaged in the task of revealing the Father, that is, for the task of world benefit and world transformation, are transforming themselves and therefore transforming the world too. Today is the day when you received the inheritance of all the powers and you are using those powers for the self and for the world, for its transformation. So, Bap Dada is congratulating the children who have become Master Almighty Authorities, and like the Father with zeal and enthusiasm, and having become all-round servers and altruistic servers, unlimited servers to such children, Bap Dada is congratulating multi-million times from his heart. Children of this land, as well as of other lands, foreign lands, the children of this land are no less, and the children of foreign lands are also no less. Bap Dada praises such children in his heart of hearts and sings songs in their praise by saying, "Wah, my children, wah, how great my children are, how great." You all are great children, aren't you? Wah, wah, bachche. All of you are great, great children, aren't you? And the children are waving to Baba. And Baba is saying, yes, you are waving to Baba to accept this praise that you are great, great children. Bap Dada is proud. Of the children. There is no such father in the whole kalpa whose every child is a self-sovereign. There is no other father in the whole kalpa whose every child is a self-sovereign. All of you are self-sovereigns, aren't you? You are not subjects, are you? Many children, when they have a heart-to-heart conversation with Baba, say, Baba, let us know what we are going to become in the future. Show us the picture of our future. What does Bap Dada reply then? What does Bap Dada say to this? The older children say that Jagatamba mother used to give their future picture to the children, what they are going to become. Similarly, give us our future picture. What are we going to become in the future? Now to this Bap Dada replies, Bab Dada has already given to each child a very unique mirror. You can see your future picture in that mirror and find out who am I. You know what that unique mirror is? Do you have it? Do you know which mirror that is? Do you know those sitting in the first line know about this mirror, don't you? That mirror is the mirror of your present stage of a self-sovereign. That mirror is your present, is the present stage of your present stage of a self-sovereign. Presently, or at the present, as much you are a self-sovereign, accordingly, you will become a world sovereign. Therefore, see yourself in that mirror. And find out whether you are constantly a self-sovereign or are you sometimes a self-sovereign and sometimes a slave. If you are sometimes subservient or a slave and sometimes the master, that is, sometimes your eyes deceive you, sometimes the mind deceives you. Sometimes your lips deceive you. That is, your mouth deceives you, sometimes even ears deceive you. How do ears deceive? When you have an interest of hearing gossip, of hearing waste things, waste talks. If any sense organ deceives you, that is, it makes you be possessed or makes you a slave . It means that whatever powers the Father has given to you in the form of a blessing or in the form of an inheritance, are not functioning. That is, you do not possess the controlling power or the ruling power. So just imagine, if someone cannot rule over himself, how can he rule over the world? If someone cannot rule over himself, how can he rule over the world? Therefore, check in the mirror of your stage of self-sovereignty. To what extent you can become a world sovereign. All of you have the mirror, don't you? You have received the mirror, haven't you? Have you received the mirror? Raise your hand, and everyone is raising the hand. Yes, we have received the mirror. Hope there are no stains or spots on that mirror. Is it a clear mirror? Is the mirror clear? Bap Dada has given this self-respect to each child, that each one of you, that each one of you are a self-sovereign. Bap Dada also has given the title of Master Almighty Authority to every child. You are not a master of some powers, but you are master of all powers. Many children, when they have a heart-to-heart chit-chat with Baba, they say, Baba, Yes, you have given me all powers, no doubt. However, these powers do not work at the right time. At the time of need, they don't work. So they report to Baba, they complain to Baba that these powers don't work at the right time. That is, they don't emerge at the right time. When the time passes, then they emerge. Baba's giving a sweet smile. So, what must be the reason? The reason is for example, if you invoke one power at a particular time, at that time you should check too. Am I seated on the seat of a master first? If someone is not set on his seat, then the one without a seat will not be obeyed by anyone. Nobody will obey the orders of the one who is not seated on his seat. I am a self-sovereign. I am Master Almighty Authority. I have the rights to the inheritance and the blessings. Set yourself on the seat of self-respect. Then order any particular power. If you say what to do, how to do, it doesn't happen. You say this because you do not sit on the seat and order. You come down from your seat and order. Then how will that power obey you? Even in today's world, if someone is a prime minister, that is, he's on the seat of a prime minister, and then maybe after some time his seat is lost, then will anybody obey him after he has lost his seat? Therefore, you have to check whether I am seated on my seat or not. Am I giving orders? Am I giving orders with my full powers, having all the rights? Baba has given authority to every child. Each one of you have God's authority with you. This authority is not given to you by any human being, in any soul, or by any Mahatma or great soul too. It is given to you directly by God, this authority. Therefore, authority on one hand and rights on the other hand. Both together should be with you, and you stabilize yourself on this stage, and then order any power, invoke any power to come. It will come to you instantly and say, "Yes, sir, I'm present. I'm here." It will say. In front of all the powers, this Maya or nature, sanskars, all these become servants. They will actually wait for you, as you are the master. They will wait for you to give orders. Today is the day of power as well, is it not? Therefore, Baba is reminding you, Baba is revising with you all the powers you possess. Baba is underlining them. Why do you become powerless at the time of need? Bap Dada has noticed that majority of the children have some leakage. The powers are leaked out, and that is why they reduce, they are lessened, And the leakage is in particular of two things, in the form of two things. Those two things are
Sankalam.
One is thoughts
Same.
And the second is a lot of time is wasted. So thoughts and time, they are wasted. So because of these two things, thoughts and time, they go waste, and that's why there's leakage. It's not that bad thoughts come or the time is used in a bad way, but then they go a waste. Maybe you do not do anything wrong, but then you don't even accumulate. You check in a way that, well, today I didn't do anything wrong, I didn't do anything bad, but today what good did I accumulate? That has to be checked. I didn't lose anything, but did I also save anything? Did I profit too? There was no loss, but was there profit? I didn't give sorrow, that's fine, but how much happiness did I give? And to how many did I give happiness? Today I didn't give sorrow to anybody. I didn't give unhappiness to anyone, but or peacelessness to anyone, but to what extent did I become a messenger of peace and spread peace in the atmosphere through my vibrations, through my thoughts, through my good wishes? How much did I do that? Through my vibrations. Because you know that it is this short period of time of the most elevated, most auspicious Sangam Yuga, the confluence period, when you can really accumulate something. If not now, then never. At every moment you should remember this slogan, if not now, then never. Yes, it will happen, I'll do it at some time. No, these thoughts shouldn't come. Instead, the thoughts which should come are, if not now, then never. Now or never. Brahma Baba's speciality was which made him do fast efforts, and that was now or never. That's how he became. He went fast and came first, got the first number. Therefore, whatever powers the Father has given to you, on this day, the day of powers, you have remembered them, haven't you? The powers which Baba has given to you. You have remembered them, haven't you? Prepare a saving scheme.
Sankalp ki bachan.
Saving of thoughts.
Samay ki bachan.
Saving of time.
Vaani ki bachan.
Saving of words. The words which are not right to be spoken. That is, they are waste, then you should not speak. That is, save your words. Let there be saving of words. Bap Dada wishes to see every child as a king seated on his seat of self-sovereignty. Always seated on his seat of self-sovereignty. Seated like an authority. You like this form, don't you? And they are waving to Baba that yes. Like this form. Bap Dada, whenever he looks at anyone on the TV, he should see that child in this form, seated on the seat of an authority. Bap Dada has a natural TV. He doesn't even have to switch on to open the TV. And at one time, he can see every child, wherever he is, in any corner of the world, he can see him. So can it be possible? From tomorrow onwards, if tomorrow Baba opens the TV, what should he see? The dress of an angel is a shining dress, a dress of light, shining light. That's the dress of an angel. So do not wear the dress of mud, That is the dress of body consciousness, because body consciousness is like mud. So don't wear this type of dress. Instead, wear the dress of shining light. Be a star of success. Bhav Dada wishes to see each one's image of this type. Do you like it? The dirty dress which is filled with mud or which is made of mud, that is not good. It's dirty. Just as Baba is bodiless, Shiv Baba is bodiless, and Brahma Baba, an angel, is in a sparkling dress of light. So you have to follow the Father and be the same. See, even physically, supposing someone put some filth or some stains on your dress. What do? You change that dress, don't you? Similarly, check yourself. Whether I am wearing a sparkling dress of light constantly or not, dress of an angel or not. As Baba is proud of each one of you, because he thinks that each one of you are a self-sovereign, and therefore stay in that stage. Stay as a king. This Maya will become your slave, your servant, in such a way. That it will become so weak, it will come to say goodbye to you. For half a kalpa, it won't attack you. Bhav Dada always says, those who surrender to Baba can never be defeated. Baba is punning the words har. Balihar means to surrender, and har means defeat. So those who surrender to Baba can never be defeated. All of you are going to have a meeting soon, aren't you? You have fixed your date of the meeting, haven't you? Yes, there's a meeting in April. So that date has been fixed. Baba is saying you have fixed the date of the meeting, annual meeting of India. But so Bab Dada doesn't want just a service plan meeting. You may make service plans. That's okay. But in the meeting, make a plan of the ceremony of success. You have had many other ceremonies. Now, celebrate the ceremony of success. Fix a date for that. Well, you may think, how will all become that? For it, Bab Dada says, okay, all cannot become the stars of success, but at least 108 should celebrate the ceremony of success, shouldn't they? Let them be an example. Can it be possible? Say, Bolo, those sitting in the first line, all the dadis are there, and the dadas. Baba is asking them, can it be possible? You don't keep, you're not keeping the courage to say yes? Are you thinking that whether we'll be able to do it or not, is it? Anything can be possible with courage. Dadi say, Dadi is saying something. Yes, can 108 become stars of success? And Dadi is saying, yes, they can. Yes, they can be stars of success. They can become. Daddy's now got the mic, and Daddy say,
Baba, safalta ki ceremony ho sakti hai.
Yes, Baba, the ceremony of success can take place. See, Daddy is courageous. And everybody is clapping that Dadi has said it with so much courage. Yes, Baba, it can happen. So on behalf of all of you, Dadi kept the courage and said yes. So Bab Dada is going to take the report in this meeting which is going to be held in April. So Baba will take the report, the result of this. Say, Pandavas, all the seniors are sitting. Why are you silent? So there's Nivay Bhai, Ramesh Bhai, and so many other seniors. Why are you silent? Baba is asking them. And Nivay Bhai wants to say something. He's been given the mic. Oh, Ramesh Bhai wants to say something. Ramesh Bhai has got the mic. Ramesh Bhai is saying, yes Baba, we will make the plan and we will give you the report of this plan. Yes, and Baba is telling Nivay Bhai, you say something. Why aren't you keeping the courage? Baba is asking Nivay Bhai. You will do it. You don't want to say, but you will do it, is it? And he doesn't want to say anything. Nivay Bhai kept the mic down. So you can keep the courage, can't you? Or no? Can you keep the courage? He's just smiling at Baba. So those who say yes, we will keep the courage and do it, they raise their hand. And Nivay Bhai is also raising his hand and everybody is raising their hand. No sanskar, old sanskar should remain. No weakness should remain. Yes, can it be possible? What about those of Madhuban? You are raising your hand too. Very good. Congratulations. 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 So, it's so easy then to get 108. Because so many of you have raised your hand. So 108 is not a big number at all. What about double foreigners? What will you do? Double foreigners? Yes? Dadi Janki is listening. She's in London. And she's hearing Baba's Murli on the internet. And Baba is saying that she is not so enthusiastic there. She wants to speak. So Baba will see the rosary of double foreigners too. Yes? Okay? Raise your hand, double foreigners. You are ready for it? To prepare a rosary of the stars of success. How many double foreigners are sitting here? About how many double foreigners? 200? No, more than 200. Little over 200. So the 200 double foreigners sitting, so at least 108 will be ready out of them, no? 108 from the 200 double foreigners. Was sitting here. So in this you must say I first. In this don't see others. Don't say let him do. Let I will do first. Say that to yourself. You may not say I in other things, but in this you should say I first. Baba is going to give you some more work. Today is a day of power, is it not? So you have the power now. Baba is going to give you more work. Bab Dada wishes to celebrate a unique Diwali, festival of lights. Diwali. So you have celebrated Diwali many times by lighting lights and all that. So Baba wants to celebrate a unique Diwali. Should Baba tell you what type of Diwali Baba wants to celebrate? And they are raising their hand. Yes. Should Baba tell you? Yes. They are saying yes. Should Baba tell you? He's asking again. Okay.
Vartaman samay ko to dekhi
you are seeing, as you are observing the present time, aren't you? Day by day. Day by day, everywhere, people are losing all hopes. They are becoming more and more hopeless, disheartened. Therefore, Bhaktada wishes that you serve them. You may serve them through the mind. You may serve them through words, or some serve them through your contacts and relationships. That's fine. But along with that, Bhaktada wishes that you enkindle the light of hope in those disheartened souls. All those who have become hopeless, those who have lost all hopes of life, you have to enkindle the light of hope in their hearts. This is the task you have to do, and celebrate Diwali in this way. This is the unique Diwali you have to celebrate by lighting the light of hope in every heart. Can it be possible? Can it be possible? Let this type of lamp be lit in the atmosphere. The lamp of hope be lit in the atmosphere, that world transformation will happen soon. The golden morning will come soon. This light of hope should be enkindled in everyone, that they should not lose hope, because people have become so disheartened and hopeless. They think that everything is finished, lost. No, you light the lamp of hope in their hearts. Can you do this? It's an easy task, is it not? Or is it difficult? Is it easy or difficult? Easy or difficult? Raise your hand if you think it's easy. Those who say they will do it, they raise their hand. Yes, they raise their hand. Will you do it? Will you enkindle the light of hope in every heart? Will you do it? And yes, raising their hand. Yes, Baba will do it. So, see, Baba is telling Dadiji, see, so many of them are going to light the lamp of hope in everyone's heart, then this will be a true Diwali, won't it be? You should make the vibrations so strong, so powerful, maybe you cannot reach everywhere. That's true. But you can become like a lighthouse, can't you? Just as a lighthouse spreads light, being in one place, you too can spread your vibrations in the whole world, can't you? Just like through signs, anything is the light of something is able to spread far and wide. Can't you spread your vibrations far and wide too? The only thing you need is to have a determined thought. I will do it. I must do it. I'm going to do it. Become busy in this task. Keep your mind busy. Then not only will you be benefited, but other souls also will be benefited. Whilst moving along, keep this awareness in your intellect that I have to give benefit to the world. I have to give benefit to the world. Spread this attitude. Because everything is going to happen all of a sudden. It shouldn't be that your brothers and sisters start complaining that why didn't you tell us before? Many children think we will do it at the end. But whether they will be able to do it, even if they say that they will do it at the end, then too they will complain to you that why didn't you tell us little bit before, we would have prepared ourselves. This is why in every thought, with Baba's remembrance, keep taking light from Baba and become a lighthouse and give light to others. Do not waste your time. When Bab Dada sees you battling, Baba doesn't like it. You are a master, almighty authority, and you are battling. like struggling. Therefore, become a king. Become an image of success. Finish the hopelessness and enkindle the light of hope in all. Okay. Baba has received the garlands of remembrance from children everywhere. To all those who have sent their remembrance, Bap Dada is seeing them in front and is responding to them in the form of blessings and love from his heart. Okay, what is to be done now? So Muni Ben is saying that this time it is Karnataka zone's turn of service, of doing seva. And they have done 3 mega programs. So they have done 4 mega programs. 4 mega programs. So 4 mega programs they have done in Bangalore, in Hubli, in Gulbarga, and in Cochin, which is in Kerala, but in under Karnataka zone. So all Karnataka is standing up. Oh, there are so many, nearly half the lot. It looks like it's of Karnataka. So many teachers, looks like so all the many have come, Baba Singh. Five. One more is remembered. 5 mega programs. Even Mysore did, yeah. Bangalore, Mysore, Hubli, Gulbarga, Cochin. So congratulations for having done 5 mega programs. However, Baba loves this word, however. How many students have appeared from these mega programs? Have you got the result, taken the result out? How many have become students from these mega programs? They've also done melas. So Lakshmi Ben of Mysore is saying that yes, Baba, many have become Baba's children. But Baba is saying, why Baba's asking? Because mega programs are good for giving Baba's message so that people don't complain that they didn't know. So one work you have done is good. after the mega program, you have all their addresses, don't you? So whenever you keep, you, as you have their address, their mailing list, so you should call them from time to time. Continue to do the service, do a follow-up. Invite them to your centers. They may not be able to go to different places, but they can come to the place where they live. So any center nearby their residence, they can come there. So Karnataka has a large number. So many Baba's children in Karnataka. You have done so much service. This is why your number is large. So now what you have to do is prepare a bouquet.
White or white one.
Who become the Mike and the Might and become your companions in giving the message. Prepare a group of this type of mics. Majority of the big zones have done mega programs. But no one has sent the news that which souls became good mics, who have become helpful in giving the message. Because there are many souls in the world who haven't got the message yet. So, in comparison to the amount of Brahmins in Karnataka, you can do a lot. So, with so many Brahmins in Karnataka, you can do a lot. There should be also a list of such souls who are like potential mics, and send that list of names to Baba. Baba wants to see the result too. First, don't bring them straight away to Madhuban, but at least write and give the report to Baba how many such mics have been created and how they are doing the service and so on. So whether it is here in India or abroad, anywhere, anyone can give this message, this news to Baba about how many mics have been created in their region. Who can keep the message? So you have done the programs. Congratulations for that. Now send the list. Every center should send such a list of souls who are potential mics. Okay. Now you must do some wonder in Karnataka. every center should be free from obstacles, and each one in the center is self-sovereign. That's what Baba wants to see. Can it be possible? Every center free of obstacles and everyone a self-sovereign. Baba has already given 3 months. It's not that you have to have it, make it free of obstacles only for 3 months. But Baba has given you 3 months so that you can make every center free from obstacles forever. All obstacles to be finished forever. If some sanskars or thoughts emerge too, they should be finished immediately. They should not come into words and actions. Will you show such a result? Karnataka, can it be number one, free from obstacles? Number one in this, can it be? Will you do it? You'll have to do it. You'll have to do it. You will have to do it. Yes, of course, you have to help one another, help each other, give help and receive help, and make every center obstacle free. Because even if 2-4 out of the whole lot are not obstacle free, then how will you get the certificate of obstacle free center? Karnataka zone will not be able to get the certificate of being obstacle free. Therefore help each other and give courage to each other, encourage one another, and you'll have to do it in order to make each one obstacle free. Are you ready? Teachers say, are you ready? They are raising their hand. You'll have to do it. See, it's coming on the TV. It's being recorded on the TV. All the teachers are raising their hand, the Karnataka teachers. So it's coming on the TV. Okay, Baba will see. So, of course, Baba is congratulating you beforehand, and he will see it and then congratulate you after that. There's those at the back, those in the front, you'll have to do it. You should not allow your sanskars to emerge. Bring the transformation in your thoughts itself. Don't allow them to come into actions and words. Your quantity is large, therefore you can do a lot. It's good you have taken the golden chance of serving. So, in a few days you have accumulated a lot of charitable actions by doing service. Because doing service in this yagya is accumulating charitable actions in your account. So it's good. You have come here with courage and you will continue to move forward with courage in the future as well. Okay, you may sit down. Doctors in medical wing.
Medical wing wale aaye.
Medical wing is here. Dr. Ashok Mehta, Dr. Girish Patel.
Sabhi khade honge.
and it's I think nearly over 200 in the medical wing, and they have prepared a banner. It's a very lovely banner they have prepared. We will bring values in medicine. We will make every home a heaven. That's in their banner. So Baba was asking them, have you made any new plans? And Dr. Ashok Mehta has the mic. He's saying, yes Baba, we have made the new plans, how to put values in health. We have to work whole year for this. We will, how to bring values in healthcare. So now you have made plans and you have to bring them into practical form. You will do it, won't you? Yeah, through these two, the message will reach. First, we will do it in big cities first, he's saying, where there are many facilities available in Delhi, Bombay, big cities. So we'll keep a training program for facilitators. So values in healthcare. Good, yeah, courageous. Very good. All those who have come, you are courageous. So it's not that you only held a meeting, but you have to do it practically too. And it's double benefit for you. You get double blessings. You get blessing because you heal the body and then the mind becomes happy too, then you get blessings for that as well. So body and mind both are healed. You all of you have the enthusiasm, don't you? And they are waving to Baba. It's good. And in medical profession, medical wing, that CAD project, Satish Gupta, Baba is remembering him. Even that's going on well. And the report of Bombay Hospital, BSES Hospital in Bombay, that too is good. The VIPs come there automatically, really, without really having to work hard on them. They come easily. Because first people used to think that these Brahma Kumaris do not do any social work. Now they understand that the Brahma Kumaris, whatever they are doing, is something very good because it's giving good results. Since from the time the global hospital has been opened in Abu, the atmosphere has changed. Even the people of Abu are changing. So it is good. Your department, is doing a good task, with, even if it is physical work of giving and taking medicine, but even that news is spreading. The Brahma Kumaris are doing good social work. So continue to do it. Go to every corner and along with the medicines, you have to enkindle the light of hope in every soul. So congratulations, congratulations, you may sit down. Education wing has come too. So education wing is here. So education wing. Education wing about 115 yearly in education wing. So this is a good method. In this way you have a meeting, and it's like a conference as well as a meeting. Bap Dada heard the news that you are getting chances gradually in universities and you are keeping on doing something there. Now, wherever you are serving, there create any sample, any example, any proof that his result should be revealed even in foreign lands. Education and medicine both are very important, very essential. Bap Dada has seen that every wing, professional wing, is doing good service in his profession. Keeping the courage, they are moving forward, they are helping one another. But now you need to take it in a stronger form, in a more forceful form, quicker form, because time is coming closer. Time is coming closer. Every profession has its own speciality. At least this complaint is no more that you did not give message to our profession. Yes, expansion will take place. It is good. Through education, the burden of the government will be reduced. Because if the youth group becomes better, then government too will say that you have done a good job, you have helped us a great deal. Therefore you are doing good, congratulations. And you have to do more in the future. Okay, you may sit. All the first timers stand up. All the first timers stand up. Even the double foreigners or first timers, please stand. It is good. Baba has seen that in every turn there are many new ones. That means you have done expansion of service, haven't you? You have given message to so many. Just as you got the message, you have to double up and give message to more and more and make them worthy. It is good.
Our souls will pay. Moreover, good souls
move forward in every subject with more zeal and enthusiasm. Okay, you may sit. Okay. Now keep the aim. That whilst moving along, whether in thoughts or words or actions, I will not stay without service, and also I will not stay without remembrance. Keep this aim. Remembrance and service. Both are with me all the time. Keep yourself busy to that extent. Keep yourself busy in remembrance as well as in service. You stay without work. This is why Maya gets a chance to come. Be so busy, that Maya should not keep up the courage to come near you. It should go away from a distance. Then the aim which you have kept of becoming like the Father will become easy to achieve. You will not have to labor. You will become an image of love automatically. And easily. Okay.
Aaj ke din to sune bola ke laye.
Today is the day when all of you have come with love. Love has actually made you fly and come here. The flight of love is so powerful. So you have come flying through love and continue to fly through love and make others fly too. All the children everywhere. Bhaktada is seeing all the children everywhere. At this time, in everyone's mind,
100%
there is 100% zeal and enthusiasm. They are saying, yes Baba, we will do it. We will do it. It's not a big thing. It has to happen. So the zeal and enthusiasm and the determined thought which you have at this time should be kept continuously with you. You are the light of Baba's eyes, always merged in Baba's eyes. You are those elevated children who have all the rights, who have the rights to the father's property. You are the Mahavir children, Mahavirni children, who are always flying with zeal and enthusiasm and making others to fly with zeal and enthusiasm. You say, Baba alone is our world. With this intoxication that Baba alone is our world, you remain absorbed in this intoxication. You are such children, lost in love. You are such lovely children. To become lovely means to become like the father easily. So you are lovely as well as lovely in. To both types of children, lovely and lovely in children, Bhaktadas, multi-million times, love, remembrance, and namaste.